Now time for John Taylor from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Good morning, John.
Well, good morning. Well, the Dow futures are down a bit this morning. Yesterday was market was kind of conflicted. It was up substantially, and then, of course, Mr. Boehner and others vowed support for the president's proposal to military strike on Syria, and the market sold off, but it ended up with a small gain of about 23 points. We get some really good economic data this morning, a number of them pretty encouraging. We don't know if that can overcome the worry about what's going to happen in Syria, but let's talk about some of those. The ISM factory index, that's an indication of whether the manufacturing sector of our economy is expanding or contracting, hit a two-year high. Anything above 50 indicates an expansion in the manufacturing sector. It came in at 55.7. That's the highest reading we've seen since June of 2011, considerably more than Wall Street was expecting. One expert says, that's running a company, he says that they're slammed through the end of the year with orders. He says, our biggest concern right now is finding skilled labor. And we get another report from the construction industry, and that is spending on new home construction hit a four-year high. So in spite of those rising interest rates, we'll take that good numbers. Those good numbers. And the other thing is, every Wednesday morning we started normally talking about what's happening with mortgage applications because we've seen interest rates tick up. In fact, since Mr. Bernanke started talking about tapering back on quantitative easing, mortgage rates have gone up over a full percentage point. The MBA, the Mortgage Bankers Association, though, says that last week, for the first time in 4 weeks, the number of people applying for mortgages rose. A slight increase in refi activity and a slight decrease in purchase activity. They also say that the 30-year mortgage rate, that's the national average, actually dropped a bit last week from 4.8 to 4.73. Still a good number by historical standards, but well above back where it was in April and May. Now the war continues among smartphones. Yesterday we talked about the fact that Microsoft was buying Nokia, et cetera. But this is kind of interesting. Yesterday, Apple sent out invitations to the media for a media event that they're going to have in their headquarters in California on September the 10th, which is next Tuesday. Anticipation is they're going to announce some new products, maybe perhaps a new iPhone, maybe some other things. And for the first time ever, they're going to have, within a few hours, they're going to have a similar event in China. They've never done that simultaneously before. It'll actually be on September the 11th, even though it's just a few hours ahead. And this is probably isn't coincidental, but this morning Samsung announced that they're going to introduce a smartphone today. Now, those of you that are old like me, you remember Dick Tracy comics. You remember he was always talking to that the smart watch, that he wore on his wrist. Well, Samsung says they're going to introduce a smart watch today in advance of that media event that Apple's having next week. We don't know what the features will be, but it continues to heat up. And here's an interesting piece to conclude with. Dollar General continues to do exceedingly well, taking market share away from the big box stores. They report a record profit for the second quarter. They made $245 million. It's much better than the same quarter of last year. Sales up 11%. Same store sales up 5%. That's a huge number when you consider that Walmart can't eke out any gain in same store sales. They say they're selling more groceries and they're selling more brand name products as people continue to try to get bargains and prefer Dollar General over the big box stores. And lastly, Bill, I want to thank our readers and my column and the listeners of this for sending in all those questions. My answer to those first batch of questions will be my column this coming Sunday. If you've got questions, continue to send them to me. Be glad to answer your questions, your specific financial questions, in the column that appears on Sundays in the Times Record.
All right. Sounds good.
Thanks, Bill.
Thank you, sir. John Taylor from Stern, Agee & Leach. He is looking for you to certainly send your emails to him, and his email address is johntaylor@sternagee.com.